All right.
Hasn't any oligarch stepped up to help? I mean, Khodorkovsky or Kaczynski or... there are a lot of people that hate Putin.
First of all, we don't want Khodorkovsky money because he is a political person, he's a politician. As for other oligarchs, all the accounts frozen. All of them under sanctions. It's a sanction effect.
Yeah, so, but I mean, they got out with enough to live for a long time.
No, but presume. We weren't offered anything from them.
Even in Russia, there are plenty of oligarchs now that are afraid of Putin with his nuclear saber rattling. I mean, that's got to be just chilling.
What we understand that most of oligarchs, they have frozen accounts. So they literally, especially people who are outside of Russia, people who are inside of Russia, for them it's a life threat to support us. Mm-hmm. So we are in very complicated position in the West. They have frozen accounts inside Russia. They feel fear. Mm-hmm. That's it.
What's your best estimate of the popularity?
Really quickly, my name's Rachel Van Horn. I just wanted to meet you.
Hey.
So, I have to go, but thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
What's your best estimate of Putin's popularity now after the call up and you know?
He's losing every day. It's hard to say.
Nobody can tell.
It's hard to say. It's a downfall right now, right in this particular minute. I don't know.
Is Levada still working? Levada, the polling organization?
Levada's still working. Levada's still working. But it's a new reality. From last Thursday, it's a new reality. I'm not sure we will see any kind of clear polls because it's complicated. People cannot say what they think because of the censorship, because of their anti-fake law. People cannot respond questions to data researchers. So it's hard to say. It's hard to say. But right now it is like contagious phenomena, what is going on towards Putin and his regime.